This is what judging sounds like. On May 2nd and 3rd, a bunch of editors from Network Computing and Network Magazine got together in a small windowless room on the top floor of the convention center at the Mandalay Bay and listened to company after company come in and tell us why their products were wonderful. We were judging the Best of Interop award, and to do that, we had first gone through entries that had been submitted over the internet. In the security category, that meant culling nearly 60 entries down to three finalists. Then on the second and third, those three finalists came in and gave us their talk and a demonstration about why their products were wonderful. Now, what's it like to sit down and listen to these talks from the companies on these 2 days? I asked Don McVitty, who's senior technology editor at Network Computing and who covers the database and storage areas, to tell us what it was like from his perspective. So, Don, tell me what it's like when a company sits down with you and starts to try and convince you that they deserve one of these awards.
We generally see three different things. We hear about the company and where it is today and where it came from. We hear about the product itself technologically and from a business perspective. And then, a little bit surprisingly, we hear about other awards that the product has won. Technologically, we're interested. You need to hear a little bit about the company and understand the market that they are selling into, because a solution isn't necessarily good for all markets. Other awards they've won, well, I don't think that's so important, but we do hear about it.
Okay, well, you've been in front of three different companies so far today. Do they all start to run together, or do they each have enough difference in the story that they're telling and how they're telling it that they're very distinct for you?
They're very distinct for us. We were lucky enough that our category, they're all in one category, but they're very different products. One of them does log monitoring. One of them does file sharing securely from remote locations, and one of them does a file system replacement, basically, to do indexing.
Well, I won't ask you who's won, because we get to wait for tomorrow on that one, but I will ask you, with what you've seen, is it easy choosing a winner with products like this, or is it a tough decision?
Because of our job, because we do so much testing, as I'm sure you know, it's really hard to choose a winner of products when you haven't had the chance to play with them and see which one is broken. But it was easier this year than it has been for me in years past.
So what do the companies say when they sit down? Well, each one of them had 45 minutes, and I know that we don't have nearly 2 hours for this podcast. So at the end of the presentation that they gave, I asked each company that we saw to sit down and tell us in 90 seconds or less why their product deserved to win the award. First up, let's listen to Jack Kimbrough, who's the CEO of Application Security Inc., who told us about AppRadar.
Good morning. It's Jack Kimbrough from Application Security. Thanks for the opportunity. I really believe that application security should win the award for the AppRadar product, because AppRadar is a revolutionary product that brings security down to the database and the application layer, unique in the industry, makes the security professionals more productive, and defends against some of the latest and most heinous attacks that we're seeing out there in the marketplace right now. It's a product that's time is now.
It's interesting hearing about a product that's dedicated to the security of one particular type of application. Well, next up, we had Dominic Leonetti, Vice President of Business Development for Soulsoft. Soulsoft brought their product that is used for building and auditing policies for the enterprise.
We feel that Soulsoft Policy Server is a cutting-edge solution that allows both network and the security team to work together to ensure a consistent network security policy out on the network and giving the users a central way to manage and look for compliance reporting. This solution is unique in the market and has no other competitor and provides both an efficiency gain for networking as well as a gain for the security team.
And finally, we have Avi Chesla, Vice President for Product Strategy at vSecure, who was talking about their product, an IPS that combines both heuristic and signature-based protection for the enterprise network.
Okay. Well, vSecure has analyzed over the years that the behavior of the internet is actually a multi-variable problem. And we think that we are the only product that has succeeded to develop an accurate decision engine that really correlates multivariable problems in order to generate a real degree of attacks or degree of anomalies in the networks. According to these degrees, maybe the most biggest advantage of vSecure is the ability to generate the most granular filters against these attacks. No product can be very effective, although maybe he detect the attacks accurately. If the prevention measures are not accurate enough, he will actually block legitimate communication and from this position to be out of this network, the distance is very very short. So there are two things. One is the accuracy of detection. The other one is the accuracy of prevention. And because the technology is so advanced, you don't really need to have a lot of configuration and maintenance of the device itself.
Well, that's it. Out of 60 entries, we're down to 3 finalists. And now I'm back in the windowless room, getting ready for another 3 or 4 hours of discussion with my fellow judge on this topic and all of the judges to determine who wins the overall Best of Interop and Best Startup Awards. Now, who gets those awards? Well, those aren't announced until tomorrow, May 4th, at about 5 o'clock. Between now and then, I'll be doing other podcasts. Thanks for listening to The Process, and come back. We've got more from NetWorld Interop. This is Kurt Franklin, Network Computing.